Because high caffeine supplements.
Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We continue the Rambam. We're in Hilchos Eidos Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Test, Chapter 13, Law 9. We discussed the different levels of first, what was the word we used? First degree removed, or what do we call it? We called the one-to-one. We said basically, we said a one-to-one was puzzle, a two-to-one was puzzle, a two-to-two was puzzle. Right, and then we said a 3-to-1 and a 3-to-2 were kosher.
Right.
That's basically what we said. And we said how a father to a son is a 1-to-1.
Right.
Father to a son is a 1-to-1. Therefore, a father to a grandson is like a 1-to-2. But a father to a great grandson is 1-to-3. That's okay. Right? We talked about how spouses are like the person themselves in many situations. Unless spouses are twice removed from the other spouse of the other one that's married to that. We talked a bunch of those things as well. Alright. So we were talking how, you can have even by marriage the issues of a 1-to-1 through marriage, which is puzzle and things like that. So we're going to continue with more of that kind of talk in Halacha Tests. So, maybe, you know what, just to make it simple, not that I'm going to be a chazal, but I'm just going to hold on to this because I'm going to be jumping back and forth.
Yeah.
So it's not going to work any better way if we do it this way. All right, so Tess tells us the following. We'll just read it first and then we'll put it together and the way it's been explained over here. V'chein lo, so just like the last thing it said, two sisters, halacha before, two sisters, their husbands are puzzled to each other. Two sisters, that's a 1-to-1. Husband and husband, it's still 1-to-1. Because the husband is like the wife. 1-to-1. Just remembering that things, okay? Now, v'chein similarly, lo yo'id leben achos ishto. You can't testify to the son of his wife's sister. Okay?
It's going to be 1-to-2, isn't it?
So let's go to pages, which has been just newly updated. We'll see what it gives us, better or more headaches.
Wife's nephew.
One second. Just want to get it all straight over here. Okay. Leben achos. See, I've got the picture ready. Now I got to see which part of the picture it is over here. Leben achos ishto. Okay, you got a man. Let's start with this. You got a man and his wife. You know what? If I'm going to, wait a minute. If I'm going to spend that much space, I'm going to run out of space. Let's.
That's
a man and his W, his wife. Okay? The wife has a sister. Okay, what's the relationship to the wife and her sister?
They're one.
It's 1-to-1.
1-to-1.
Right? Now, the sister has a son. We'll say a boy. Okay, now that's it. V'chein lo yo'id, you also can't testify, leben achos ishto, to the son of the sister of his wife. Okay, now why can't they? Because his relationship to him is what?
1-to-2.
It's a 1-to-2. Because the wife and the sisters are 1-to-1. The wife, his wife to her nephew would be a 1-to-2. And therefore the husband is still a 1-to-2. And therefore he can't testify because it's a 1-to-2.
Isn't it more like it's 1-to-2 if it was his brother's son?
No, we say it's the same.
It's the same, but is it more because...
No, because a wife, we remember saying sisters are the same.
Right.
Look at the wife and the sister as a 1-to-1.
I'm saying that it's the same, but for a different reason.
No, same reason. No different. It'd be a brother? Let's say it was a brother. Let's say it was two brothers.
I'm just saying that if it was a brother and a brother's son...
It's 1-to-2.
Right. It's a direct blood relation.
So it doesn't matter.
Here,
the fact
it's 1-to-1 to the wife, and the wife is 1-to-1 to the sister, therefore it's 1-to-2 to the sister's kid.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
But a husband, when he's married to a woman, He's like the wife.
Yeah, so the wife is 1 to 2.
It's the same 1 to 2.
Same one. The
wife to her nephew is a 1 to 2.
That's what this case is.
And therefore the husband is a 1 to 2. It's the exact same 1 to 2. Now let's continue with this. Okay, the low, and also he can't testify. Leba'al bas achos ishto. He can't testify to the husband of the daughter of his wife's sister. So if the sister now has a daughter now.
Right, she's married.
She has a daughter now who has a husband. Can X testify to
so
him?
One to two,
let's look. The sister, the sister, okay, the sister and the wife is 1 to 1, right?
Right, right.
The sister to her daughter, what's the relationship to the daughter to the wife?
1 to 2.
1 to 2. Daughter's husband,
same.
1 to 2. So he can't testify him because it's still a 1 to 2.
Looks like a 3 to me.
It's not, no, look. Oh, I got to use another color here. It's getting messy here. I don't want that.
That's why that word and that word, they're both I want joined the, as one.
This is ridiculous. Okay.
There you go. There's your colors. Okay, go for that.
Okay. Get down there. Okay, anyway, again, these are 1 to 1, right?
Yep.
Sisters, right? Now, the sisters, this sister's children, either one will be a 1 to 2 to the wife.
Okay.
Right? So, if let's say the daughter to the wife is a 1 to 2. You see that clearly now. This wife's husband is like the wife. This daughter's husband is like the daughter. It remains a 1 to 2.
Yeah.
So you can't testify for that 1 to 2. It's still related. Why? It's because the aunt and the niece are a 1 to 2. And the aunt's husband and the niece's husband are like the aunt and the niece. And it's a 1 to 2.
Right.
Okay, one more line. But what you can do with all this, maybe we should take away a little bit of the garbage here. Okay. So now what you can do is avol, but who can he testify who? Le ben bal achos ishto sheyesh mishacheres. He can testify to the son that came from the husband of that sister that married another wife. So in other words, you got a man and his wife. His wife has a sister, right? That's a 1 to 1, right? Now, the sister married another man.
No.
But she didn't marry another
woman. The daughter's husband.
Not the sister.
No, I'm sorry. The problem is, I skipped something. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
There's another husband.
Just rewind it.
No, the other husband. Husband here. This woman married this man.
Okay.
But
the sister married the other man.
And now, if the avol made who? Let's look at leben baal achos ishto. Yes. So the son of the husband that was married to the sister, but he now has the son from another wife.
There.
So
that's better.
So this sister who was married to this man, right? And before they had these children over here, right?
Yeah.
Couldn't testify. It was a 1 to 2, right? Even to the husband, 1 to 2. But let's say now that this husband, this wife, has married a second wife. Don't have to kill this woman. He's going to have a second wife, right? So this man now marries another wife and now has a son here. What's the relationship between this guy and this guy?
There isn't.
There's nothing, because this son is a product of someone who has no connection to the first man.
Testify.
Because this over here, these kids here, well, they're connected because of this woman.
Right.
That's what makes it a 1 to 2. But this husband, although vis-a-vis his wife, he's a 1 to 1, to him, right? He's a 1 to 1 to him, isn't he?
Yeah.
Because of his wife.
Yeah, but his wife.
But now that he marries this wife, as a kid, there's absolutely no relationship.
Nothing.
Because this man, insofar as having this boy in the world, there was nothing in terms of marriage that connected him to the original man.
Is there any relationship to that wife too? Or is it just their
offspring? There's nothing.
So we don't have even come onto their offspring. It's even the wife too.
Wife too could
you could testify on her as well.
I guess.
Well, the husband is like the wife.
Right. Well, that's maybe not because again, it well could be it's still. I don't know because it's too complicated. I don't know.
The other thing,
but clearly that son has no relationship, and that's what we're saying.
The other thing I was wondering about is that daughter husband.
The word "that" is a dangerous word on this board.
His daughter husband.
Yeah, at the
If they had a child, would that be the one to three? Yeah.
Okay, well, what's the relate? Let's go over here. You have mother with sisters 1-to-1. Sisters are 1-to-2.
1-to-3 now.
This is 1-to-3.
So you can testify.
The husband can testify on the daughter.
Would be allowed. 1-to-3 would be allowed. Okay? Okay. Now, Yud, we can do, we will not need a chart.
Wait a second.
Don't wait a second.
You waited a second too long.
Okay, go ahead. All right. Go ahead.
It's a grand.
Okay, who are you talking about? V over here?
Yeah, my little invention.
That's a grandson. Oh, right, so it's a grandnephew to them.
It's a grandnephew. Remember, a 1-to-3.
Yeah.
A conventional grandson, father to son is a 1-to-2.
Yeah.
Remember, a father to son is called a 1-to-1.
To a sister, it's a
grandson. A father to a son is a 1-to-1. So then the next son is a 1-to-2. Mm-hmm. A grandson's a father.
Yeah, on the left side.
But here, it's not father. So it's a 1. From here to here, we said it's a 1-to-3. Because you have the two sisters is 1-to-1. He's connected to that. Now the mother to the daughter is a 1-to-2. And now the daughter to that's a 1-to-3.
So even though X couldn't testify against that little B at the bottom, the grandchild B.
He can?
He could.
He could.
Even though he could, that husband up there could not.
He's the grandfather.
Because he's the grandfather.
Right. Direct.
Right.
Yeah.
Direct. Exactly. Okay. We can go to the next one?
Yes.
It's okay.
We've done one.
Well, isn't it?
No, I know.
This is like, this is harder than quadratic equations.
No, wait, though. I don't need to take.
This is like math. You know, it's a type of math. Must be some, I don't know, binary operations or something. I don't know. Okay, Yud. Kol ish she'ena tomeid lo b'nei shu bal krovoscha. Any man that you cannot testify because he's a relative, he's married to one of your relatives as a 1-2 or a 1-1, whatever. Hare atomeid l'sharkov. You could testify to any one of his other relatives. You know, let's say you have a man who's married to a woman who has a sister, all right? So the sister can have testified to her brother-in-law. It's a 1-to-1 relationship, right? Can't, but now this husband, he's got other relatives from other people, right? Hare atamid l'shor kigon, for example, but no, you could testify to his son that he has from another wife. If he has a son from another wife,
which is what we have,
then they're not related. Or his brother, that's still okay, because you're trying to transmit this through a husband. Once you're going right to the husband, you can't now go into his family.
It stops at him.
He is like his wife. Here's the point. If I conclude the husband to be as his wife, right? But if that husband had a kid from another...
His wife
didn't have that kid.
Right.
It would be his kid with that wife. Well, then it's the wife's relative too.
Right.
But any relatives he has that's not from his wife,
it breaks down, yeah.
Right? Can't be in the equation because he's only in the equation because he's in the place of his wife. Hmm. You follow? So these other relatives who are not really her relatives, are only his relatives, then they're not in the equation. And the reverse. Or a woman that can't testify because she becomes, she's the wife of a relative. Just reverse with a woman. You could testify to her other relatives. Because again, her connection is only via her husband. And if the other relatives were not coming from her husband, they also are not considered connected. Okay. Yudav is very easy. Avi Kala, the father of the bride, of the girl. Avi Hasan and the father of the son, meaning the two mechatunim, the two father-in-laws, to the father-in-laws, me'idim zelazeh, they can testify one to another because they have totally no relationship to each other. Right? The fact that the husband and wife are married. Okay, here's the point. The husband and wife are married. Now, the father of the bride, even though he has a one-to-one relationship with his daughter, right? And the daughter has a one-to-one relationship with the chassan. Okay. And for that matter, the father could not testify. Father-in-law to son-in-law cannot testify. Father-in-law to daughter-in-law cannot testify. But father-in-laws to father-in-laws, they got nothing in common, really. And therefore, they can testify one to each other. Okay? That's also a pretty easy one, eh? Okay, now we come to a hard one. Not that bad. The life was not that bad either.
But whenever it's hard, I always pass it back to that.
Okay, now we're going to have to... No, we don't want that. We want this. Okay, now how am I going to...
Rewind. No, let's go to the page.
New page. Okay, let's try here. We're first going to just read it, and then we're going to give the example. And then after the example, we'll reread the first line. Okay, that I think will work better. Achei ha'av mina aim, because this doesn't translate so well anyway. Brothers, brother of the father from the mother, which doesn't make any sense yet. Me'im zeh can testify one to each other. Sherei aim b'neim kurvikal. There's no relationship at all. Kate said, let's have the example. From the example, we'll go back and see what he meant by there. Okay, and this time he finally uses names. Okay, so we've got Rachel. Okay, Rachel shenises liYosef. Rachel marries Yosef. It's a marriage. Okay. Now, v'yolda mimenu Reuven. And from this marriage, they have a nice boy, Reuven. V'hoyeli Yosef, Yosef has another wife. He has a bein me'isha acheres v'hu menashe. Yosef has another wife.
Let's put a W.
Isha number two. I don't care, give her a name. Another wife.
And they have
a kid, and we call him Menashe.
Okay.
V'hu menashe. Umeis Yosef. Now we're sort of say... Yosef dies.
No.
Vinises, and now the wife, Rachel, who no longer is married to Yosef, she can now marry another man. So she gets married to Shimon. And v'yolda mimenu Yehuda. Okay? So now, who can testify, who cannot? Let's look at the relationships we have over here. Rachel to Yosef is a one-to-one relationship, right? Yeah. When he was alive, right?
Yeah.
Rachel's relationship to Reuven is a one-to-one relationship,
right?
Right.
Rachel to Yehuda
is also a one-to-one relationship. Yosef and his second wife was a one-to-one relationship to Menashe. Okay, what's the relationship Reuven has to Menashe, or Reuven has to Yehuda? They share the same Rachel. Reuven and Yehuda share the same mother, Rachel. Mm-hmm. They're brothers. They have a one-to-one relationship. Reuven and Menashe has a one-to-one relationship. They could not testify for each other. But now, how about Hare Menashe
and Yehuda?
The Yehuda... Me'idim zelazeh, they can test it one to another because they have absolutely no relationship to each other. Because although Rachel and Isha number two of Yosef were both married to Yosef, right? But the Menashe was exclusively a Yosef and second wife relationship. Yehuda is exclusively Rachel and Shimon. Never the twain shall meet at all. And therefore Yehuda has nothing to do with Menashe. Although Yehuda to Reuven and Menashe to Reuven are one-to-ones, because then they share a common mother or father. right? But here, Yehuda and Menashe have a totally separate father and mother that have nothing to do with the other one's father and mother, and there's totally no relationship, even though they both, Yehuda and Menashe, cannot testify to Reuven, right? And Reuven cannot testify to Menashe and Yehuda, but Menashe and Yehuda can testify one to each other. Okay, not too bad. All right, Baruch Hashem. All right, we're out of the tough woods, tiger. So let's move on now to Yud Gimel. Now, the rest we don't need. I didn't put any more charts. Ha'ish im ishto. Now he's going to go over. A man to his own wife is a rishon berishon. It's a one-to-one. One-to-one. Lefika, therefore, eino me'id lo livna. The man cannot testify regarding her daughter, because that would be a one-to-two relationship. Let's say she had a daughter from another marriage. A man marries a woman, and the woman brings into the marriage a daughter from a previous marriage. So now that's her daughter. So the man, being in the place of the wife, right, it's like the wife. So one-to-two over there. V'lo le'eshes bina, and also not the wife, the husband of her daughter, because that's still a one-to-two. Still a one-to-two. V'lo lebita, and not to her daughter. V'lo lebalisha, not to the wife of her. So he can't testify to her son or the son's wife. Can't testify to her daughter and the daughter's husband.
Sorry, why is it 1-2 and not 1-1?
Because it wasn't his. It wasn't his kid. It was his wife's kid. The wife has a 1-1, but it's not his kid, so it becomes a 1-2. And he also can't testify to his wife, Lolavia, not to her father, Lolima, not to her mother, because that's a 1-2. Velola Balima, and not to the husband of her mother, Velola Aisha Sovia, not to the wife of her father, because it's also 1-2s. So therefore he can't testify to any of them. Okay. You doubt. Ishta Rusa, what if a woman, the man and the woman, the relationship is only, they only did a kiddushin, just an erisin, just the first step, gave her the ring, didn't take her home yet, wasn't an asuim yet. So in Jewish law, how married are they? Well, she can't be with anybody else,
right?
But they don't live together. Now that's a very important point here, as you're going to see. It makes a big difference regarding testimony. He's explaining. Afal pi, even though shelo nigmara ha'ishus, even though the marriage is not finished, not fully married, still harehi kinesua, she is in a certain way like fully married to him. Lineages regarding testimony, because they do have feelings of closeness to each other. Mm. Now, what do we mean? We say like this, Barusaso, in her engaged state, Atzma, Baruso, to his fiancé, Atzma herself, he can't testify regarding his fiancé. That's it. That's where it stops. So what if he can testify to her relatives? Her father, her mother, her son from previous marriage. All those that if they were really married, he couldn't testify, but now they're only engaged. Could go on, for example, Balachoso, the husband of her sister. Obina, or her son from previous marriage. Obito, daughter from previous marriage. Occasionally. Ain't possible, so they're not possible. He's not possible to testify. Achisena, until they get actually married, because he doesn't feel close to those relatives. And where he says that when you're married to her and your mom is married, you feel closer to the whole family. Engaged is still, I'm only close to the Kala, I'm not close to anybody else. So therefore you're not possible to testify for them.
You testify, you may never get married.
Zion. Testify. Zesh apostle Torah, the fact that the Torah says it's not, you can't testify for your relatives, what's the reason? It's not a logical reason. It's not because we assume they love each other and he'll lie for him. That's not the reason why God said it. Because a lot of times, you know, you're not necessarily testifying for his good and not for his bad. It has nothing to do with it, because sometimes you may want to testify for his bad and you can't testify. You can't testify not for good or for bad. So if it's just because he loves him, well, how come you can let him testify something bad? It is a divine decree. And it goes so far, as obviously we know, for example, Moshe and Aaron can't testify for each other. And clearly, you know, would you think for a minute that Moshe would ever change his mind because of that? And Moshe could testify to his father-in-law, whatever. All these things. So obviously we don't think he's going to lie. So what do we think? It's a gzeres hakosov. It's a divine decree. And that's it. Lafikach, therefore. So that's all. It's relatives as a divine decree. So now let's say, so that's really, so it's not like it's relatives because they love each other. And that's the real reason, because loving each other is the reason why. Because then, and then we'd extrapolate. What about two who aren't relatives, but they love each other? Guess they can't testify because they love each other. No. The reason relatives can't testify, it's a divine decree, period. So now we can't extrapolate the following. People who love or hate each other, you can still testify. Interesting. Even though he can't be a dayan, to be a judge, that is already judging an issue. See, the difference between testimony and judging, testimony is just tell us what you see, don't analyze. Testimony is just one thing, be honest. A judge, it's not an issue of honesty, it's how the judge views it. Viewing already can be skewed by feelings. Seeing, just tell us what you saw. So it's not an issue of feelings anymore. So to judge, you can't judge someone you love. Can't judge someone you hate. So Gazra Torah Elakram, because the decree is only on relatives and relatives alone. And that's all. A decree. And nothing else beyond it. In spite of all that, as Ram just got done saying there's no reason, of course the Sefer HaChinuch, his job is always try to find a reason. So the comments now the Sefer HaChinuch writes, to try to find some reason for this decree. Even though it's a decree, we agree it's God, but give us a little understanding behind it. He says, well, since relatives usually live very close to each other, in the olden days you were like neighbors, right? And therefore, you know, you can't get away from the fact that they're going to have to live with each other. And you don't want them to fight, right? So if you're going to believe their testimony with each other, it could be, you know, a guy could get really angry, one with the other guy. And he lose control. He come to a court and make the guy chayiv. You know, now what'll happen then? And when he calms down, he's going to feel so bad about himself, he'll commit suicide.
Oh no!
Yeah, right. Because he's so worried of what he did. So therefore, you know, people are too close. If it's too close, and you do things wrong, you know, you just can't continue living with that way. So therefore, they're not allowed to testify, and that's the end. So ends chapter 13. Shkayach.